Noah Easy Cross sat at a table in the Early Bird Diner, waiting for the attorney who'd called him yesterday to arrive. He had a cup of coffee that he hadn't sipped from, and a knot in his gut. The knot had been there since a different attorney had informed him a week ago that his estranged sister had died recently. He'd been out of the country on a mission when it had happened. He'd missed the funeral. And he had no desire to travel to North Carolina right now when there was nothing he could do. Maybe later, once the pain lessened. The attorney meeting him today, a Miss Lillian Calvert, wasn't with the law firm in North Carolina. She was a D.C. lawyer who was coming to deliver something from Sally. Perhaps it was Sally's cremated remains. She'd always said she wanted to be cremated, and it'd be like her to send him the urn. Jesus. Noah raked a hand through his hair and frowned at the cars going by outside. Sally wasn't his sister by blood or marriage, but she was the closest thing to family he'd had in this world. He'd had. He didn't miss the significance of the past tense, or the hollow way it made him feel. Sally had been his family, and he couldn't save her. He'd tried. God knows he'd tried. But being fostered by the Parkers had been worse on her than it had on him. It hadn't been easy on him either. But at least he was a male and big enough to fight back. The door opened, and a woman in a tailored suit walked inside carrying a cute little girl with blonde pigtails. The pigtails bounced as the woman strode across the floor. The little girl held a stuffed animal in one hand, and her other hand curled into the woman's jacket. Noah frowned as the woman's gaze landed on him.
Jenna Lane pulled her blonde hair into a ponytail, swiped on mascara and some lip gloss, and went to retrieve her purse so she could head into work. Her roommate was sitting on the couch, smoke circling her head. Jenna coughed and waved her hand, trying to dissipate the smell of burning grass that emanated from the joint. "I thought you were going to take that stuff outside from now on," she said. Tammy looked at her with glassy eyes. "Still daylight. Someone might see." Jenna snatched her purse up and dug for her car keys. "At least open a window, then." "Say hi to Allison for me," Tammy said, ignoring the instruction and naming the diner owner they both worked for. Jenna grumbled a reply and headed for the door, knowing nothing she said would get through to Tammy when she was high. As soon as Jenna stepped outside, she took a deep breath and blew it out again. She'd been in Mystic Cove for 2 months now, and other than living with a pothead, working for a boss who gave Jekyll and Hyde a run for the money, and wondering if the floor was finally going to drop out of the trailer whenever Tammy brought home some random guy to fuck, life was just peachy. Peachy. Jenna opened the door of her beat-up Toyota Corolla, dropped her purse onto the passenger seat, and shoved the key into the ignition. She turned it, and nothing happened. "No," she muttered. "No, no, no. Come on, Lola," she begged as she turned the key again. There was nothing but a clicking sound. Stupid car. She missed the Nissan Armada SUV she used to drive. So much. But keeping the vehicle and the car payments hadn't been an option when she'd fled Las Vegas 5 months ago.